Welcome to Buddies for Life, the lifestyle platform for breast cancer survivors. Estrogen receptor positive, or ER positive, breast cancer by Dr. Catherine Walton. What is estrogen receptor positive breast cancer? Well, breast cancer is broken down into three main biological groups: hormone receptor positive, those that have estrogen or progesterone receptors; HER2 positive breast cancer, those that have HER2 receptors; and triple negative breast cancer, neither hormone receptor nor HER2 receptor positive. What is an estrogen receptor? A receptor is a specific site on a cell that takes up estrogen from the bloodstream. The estrogen then stimulates the growth and division of the cell by various mechanisms. It's like roots of a plant. It absorbs nutrients, in this case estrogen, that makes the plant or the cell or cancer grow. How is estrogen receptor detected? A pathologist uses specific stains on the histology specimen to evaluate the receptors. If the stain sticks on the cell in a specific area of the cell, then the receptor is there. This is seen under a microscope. If there are estrogen receptors in more than 1% of cancer cells, then the cancer is considered estrogen positive. What is the treatment for ER-positive breast cancer? Treatment of any breast cancer is individualized. Surgery remains the mainstay of treatment. This may be a mastectomy or a lumpectomy with a sentinel node dissection. Depending on the stage and grade of cancer, you may need chemotherapy as well as radiation. All patients with estrogen receptor positive breast cancer will need a form of anti-estrogen therapy because the cancer is stimulated by the absorption of estrogen and the growth rate of the cell can be reduced by lowering estrogen receptor activity in the body. The estrogen positivity of this breast cancer predicts that the cancer will be sensitive to anti-estrogen therapy. Anti-estrogen therapy. Anti-estrogen therapy has two forms. 1. Aromatase inhibitors reduce the amount of circulating estrogen in the blood by blocking the production of estrogen. And 2. It targets the estrogen receptors. Selective estrogen receptor modulators, or SERMs, modulate the functioning of the estrogen receptors, and selective estrogen downregulators, or SERDs, reduce the number of estrogen receptors and sensitivity. Are there side effects of anti-estrogen therapy? The treatment results in the reduced production of estrogen or reduced number of estrogen receptors in the body. The side effects, therefore, result in postmenopausal symptoms, and this includes skin, hair, and vaginal dryness and bone pain. With aromatase inhibitors that reduce the production of estrogen, there may also be an effect on bone density. With SERMs and SERDs that alter the receptor itself, there may be an increased risk of blood clots as well as increased risk of uterine cancers. Who gets ER-positive breast cancer? Well, anyone can get this type of cancer, though it's more common in the white population than black population and more common in patients with high circulating estrogen levels. This can occur in postmenopausal patients on estrogen-only hormone replacement therapy, or HRT, while on oral contraception, not after stopping contraception, and intake of estrogen in food. It's important to remember that hormone levels fluctuate throughout your lifetime. Circulating estrogen level is not the only factor in the cause of hormone receptor-positive breast cancer. And here are some facts. Estrogen receptor-positive breast cancer diagnosis is the most common type diagnosed in 80% of cases. It's most common in postmenopausal women and men. There is improved outcome of this type of breast cancer. The risk of recurrence is lower in the short term at 9.9% annual risk in the first 5 years. Risk of recurrence is higher in the long term after 5 years after diagnosis in comparison to other breast cancer types before and after 5 years. Annual risk of recurrence after 5 years is 5.4 to 2.8% versus 3.3 to 1.2% in other cancer types. When estrogen receptor positive breast cancer spreads, it spreads most commonly to bone, soft tissue, and reproductive organs.